Hi, this is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to The Electric Chair on CKUW 95.9 FM.
French coat, blue heels, yeah, I got my hair done. I'm ready to tell the world you're the one. Red eye, all right. Half moon over Vegas tonight. When I'm with you, I can fly. Maybe we're just stoners, but I'd live this life over and over just to get the chance to hold your hand a thousand times. Standing at the steeple, acting like a couple stupid people. Never thought I'd do something like this in my whole life. Getting married by tradition, but when we met, I had a premonition we would be alone together, walking down the aisle, getting married by Elvis.
Bright lights ahead of me as I make my way to the stop along the way at the baggage claim where I lost my things, maybe a blessing in disguise. The sun never sets on me, the sun never sets on me. One foot ahead of me, think of love instead.
The sun never sets on me. The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to the electric chair, the last electric chair of 2023. and I must say, I'll be happy to see the back end of it. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. I thought 2023 would be better than 2022. Moderately. You know, 2024, high hopes. I'm Nicole, I'm your host. Before we get too far into things, a few things that you should know. Listening, those OGs know the stuff, and I guess agree, because you're still here. And keep tuning in, and I thank you for that. I really appreciate it. On the show, I believe love is love. Science is painfully real. We are all treaty people. Black Lives Matter. Women's rights are human rights. Abortion is health care. No human is illegal. Kindness is everything. This is episode 464, for those of you keeping track at home. Slava Ukraini, Vladimir Putin is a big, fat war criminal, and it has been 674 days since Russia invaded the sovereign country of Ukraine, and it continues to go on. Continues. Yeah. It's a bit of a downer, hey? Can see why 2023 is, you know, meh, whatever. Yeah. So start the show off with a begonia, new one, newish, new this year, I believe. Married by Elvis. Something new that I found in the stacks today. They're called The Painters. They're Canadian. I played a couple off of their self-titled album. I played Sun Never Sets and Broken Mirror. And then we went back to Begonia, some older Begonia, with Heaven. Yeah. There you go. That's it. It is 11:15 here on the electric chair. And I will tell you that... It's like Christmas break, so the university is like a ghost town. It's awesome. I feel like I should whisper. There's like no students around. And the last time I was here on the 16th of December, it was like thick exam season. Like you could feel the stress in the place. Like people were panicking. I remember those days. But I do love this time of year. I mean, I enjoy Saturdays coming here to the university because that is where CKW is. For those of you that don't know, that may be listening on the web or who knows how you're listening. I don't know. It'd be great if you're, maybe you're not in Winnipeg or you're in Winnipeg. I love it, all of it. I'm so happy to have all of you here. But for those of you that don't know, the University of Winnipeg hosts CKW. We're perched high atop of 515 Portage Avenue at the university. And according to the University of Winnipeg weather station, perched high atop of 515 Portage Avenue, it is -5. Yeah. It feels colder out there. It says -11 with the wind chill. It's cloudy. Yeah, it was not good. Let's see what Environment Canada says. Environment Canada says -6 at the airport. Cloudy, yes. Looking for an amazing high of -3. Chance of flurries. But then tomorrow for your New Year's Eve pleasure, -8. And sunny, and starting 2024 off with sunshine and -2, all sun until like as far as Environment Canada can see, which is like till Friday. That's it. Can only see that far ahead. Yeah, so cool. All right, I've talked enough, I think. Yeah. I'll talk some more later. Don't worry. It's not like you're never going to hear me again. Wouldn't that be funny? Not very good radio, I guess. Or maybe. I don't know. I have no idea. Let's hear from... I couldn't really think of what I wanted to do today on the show. I was feeling like... not inspired, which is, you know, it's like it's the down sort of, you know, quiet, we've been eating too much, all the things. I'm past New Year's Eve type shows. I've done like, you know, Danceteria and like party, but I'm feeling a little introspective today. Maybe we're just gonna ride that wave today, a little introspection. I don't know, like turn the spotlight in and look at ourselves and lay ourselves bare? I don't think so. But I'm feeling like, you know, a very inward facing today, which, you know, is fine. It's totally fine. So let's, thinking about Good Riddance 2023, Basi Bulat and Long Goodbye, because it feels like it's been a long goodbye for 2023. Yeah, and then, I don't know, we'll talk about some things, do some stuff, play some tracks, have some fun. 204-774-6877 is a number here in the booth. If you have, like, you know, looking forward to the new year with some optimism, I could use optimism. Yeah, but there's not much out there, is there? No. long goodbye. Here we go.
Tell me again how you loved me, even the days when you doubted. How many times can I run to defy it into the arms of your goodbye? Into the arms of your goodbye.
Always late, you never afraid that we could be falling. All our friends would say that maybe we should wait, but they can't see what's coming. And to this day, when everything breaks, you are the anchor that holds me, and that is why we'll always make it. How I know your fate, all the ways you move. You come in, I can read you. You're my favorite book. All the things you say, the way you shift your eyes. Can make my bed, I'll fall into it.
shattered but not lonely. Cause I never knew a home until I found your hands. And when I'm weathered, you come to me, you're my best friend. And that is why we'll always make it.
You never love me, you love the chase. But this is the life. every album we've come out and we thought, oh yeah, this is definitely better than the last. Because if we didn't think that, you see, we would still be in there making it. That's the truth of it.
Turned off the lights, lay down and thought about you. I thought about the way that it could be. 2 o'clock, wondering what I'm doing here alone without you. So I close my eyes and dream you're here to me.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
Blind. The weather's black. just to cut the tension. Why try to hide behind my eyes? Breathe, sigh, inhale another life.
Yes. Attic Riots there. And before that, we heard Inward Eye, two iterations of the Erickson Brothers. It's amazing what music can do for you. I was feeling uninspired until, I don't know, what was it that turned me around? Let's look back, shall we? I think it was probably Stars. Yeah. And then the Partridge Family. Like, the 70s were pretty good music-wise. Let me just say, they had its moments. Like, a lot of it was not great. But, like, some of it was, like, pretty cool. When I was little, I used to watch that show, right? Like, when it came out. That one, Sonny and Cher, watch that one. Yeah, and I think they were on the same night, Something reminds me of that. Carol Burnett. All of it. All of it. But a child. Anyway, it is 11:45 here on the electric chair. Should do that. Should click that button. Should have clicked it before. Gonna click it now. All right. So let's just keep going. Like, we have a choice. Really? So New Year's Eve, like, party or not party? I'm a not party. I haven't done that for a very long time. Actually, once, I should go get this album out. Just, it would be appropriate that I would play it right now. Once and only once, I went, like, to a big New Year's Eve party at the one by the airport there, hotel by the airport. I can't think of what it's called. Isn't that funny? I can see it. It's right across from the... like, it's the closest one to the airport. Anyway, irrelevant. But I went to see Monuments Galore and two other bands. And I went to see the two other bands, and it's funny that... was it 12 Eyes? And somebody else. Oh my goodness. Isn't that terrible that I can't remember? And I'm trying to tell you a story and I can't remember it. Let's see. Let's see if the Google will help me. I think not. Monuments Galore, New Year's Eve, 80s show. New Year's... I'd be amazed. I'd be amazed if Eve Winnipeg... what was it, like 80... 87? Let's see. Oh, yeah. Why am I not surprised? Why am I not surprised that it's in the Stu Reed poster archive? Let's see. Oh, yeah, there. He did a gruesome poster. Yeah, that was the one. The Johns. That's the one I was thinking of. The Johns. Where was this one? No, this wasn't. Yeah, at the International Inn. That's it. International Inn. Oh, thank you, Stu Reed. Yeah, Stu did some great posters. Yeah, I went to see the Johns. Totally don't even remember the cheer. Crazy. Anyway, yeah, I went to see that show in 87. Oh, too funny. Yeah, so the Google saves the day yet again. But that was the last, like, big New Year's Eve party show that I went to with friends. Oh, that's not true. I did go to a rave on New Year's Eve once. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's lots of New Year's Eve shows. Anyway, now it's really, if I make it to midnight, I'm lucky. It's sort of one of those contrived holidays, like Valentine's Day. Like, it's contrived. Just is the end of the year, you know. Solstice really is more appropriate. Anyway, I digress. Big party, little party, no party. Like, I'm interested to know what you might be doing. 204-774-6877. Oh yeah, too funny. I'm gonna go find the Monuments Galore CD in the stacks in a minute. But right now, I'm going to play totally unrelated Spirit of the West off of Go Figure. Why not? Go Figure. Let's see. 11 tracks, and this is 11 to 9. I hate it when they're not numbered. You should always number the tracks for people like me. Yes, we're going to hear Political. And then some Monuments Galore, obviously. And if I can find the Johns, hell yeah, I'm going to play it.
I tried to share. afternoon, another day is nearly done. A darker gray is breaking through a lighter one. A thousand sharpened elbows in the underground. That hollow hurried sound of feet on polished floor. And in the dollar store, the clerk is closing up and counting loonies, trying not to say, I hate Winnipeg. The driver checks the mirror 7 minutes late.